Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, good Saturday morning. Good to be with you. It's been an amazing few weeks here at Liberty Hawk Ranch. We've been buzzing with excitement and activity. We've had groups in, we've had thought leaders. I had one week where I interviewed Dr. Carson, and then I had Dinesh D'Souza and Charlie Kirk and Steve Dace, and gosh, I can't even think of all the tremendous people we had here, Lieutenant General Flynn and so forth. Hey, I'm joined this morning with my good friend, my business partner, colleague, 35 years, and none of the people I mentioned are greater than the great Mike Carter. Welcome, Mike.
I don't know if I deserve those accolades, but the things that are happening are great, and being a part of seeing how God is moving and the people that are coming together, thought leaders, influencers, legislators, to really stand for liberty, economic liberty, it's encouraging.
Yeah, liberty, security, and values. That's what we talk about here. And Mike, you led our Pirate Money Summit with legislators. Have you recovered from that yet?
Well, I recovered from the event. I've not recovered from all the follow-up activities of the legislators that are excited about, all right, we're meeting with this treasurer and we're going to get together with this caucus and can you come out for these events and can we have someone from your team here? So this is moving. As we said before, this is now a movement and we've added new states that are coming on board. So exciting things happening.
Well, describe for our audience exactly what took place at our, I think it's our third annual.
Third annual, yes. Third summit. Hard to say what took place other than it was a lot of information, a lot of equipping legislators with how to model the way, how to make sure they have knowledge on how the process works, getting thought leaders together and legislative leaders together to say, okay, where are you at? What seeds have you planted in your state? What's working? We had treasurers there. We had speaking about what the treasurer Marlo Oaks spoke to the team.
Well, tell the purpose of the summit, though. It was a legislative summit primarily. You had great speakers. Mm-hmm. It was online, and the room was full. It was buzzing with excitement. But Marlo Oaks, who's a very famous state treasurer in Utah, I mean, he's a national politician that's now treasurer. CFA, I didn't know he had a charter financial analyst. But what was the purpose of the summit?
Purpose of the summit was to get thought leaders and legislators together to say, all right, how do we move transactional gold and silver forward in this next legislative session?
Pirate money,
arg. I don't know if you've been watching lately or not, but there's some geopolitical things out there that are heating up, Kevin. Debt, all these factors, BRIC nations coming together. And we thought if we can get ahead of the legislative session as we go into 2025, start meeting with constituents and influencers now. So when the sessions kick off, most of them are in January, we've got teams ready to go out there. And that is happening.
What happens? All right. So legislators, pirate money, it's on transactional gold and silver. What happens? Describe for us what it's like if we get this passed.
If we get this passed, well, I think we're going to see we've got multiple states that have been through the process once or twice now.
There were 15 states represented here. I think 27 states is who you're in contact with, right?
Yeah, and we're probably up to 28 or 29 now. We've had someone from Ohio here. We're going to talk to her in just a sec. North Dakota, interest from North Dakota and South Dakota. Those are new ones coming on board. So it's the list is getting bigger, and the states that we've been working, we're seeing more and more depth of other legislators coming behind, rallying support, saying, all right, we need to get this done. And even legislators that other years said, yeah, we want to do this, are now like almost tripping over each other saying, we are going to make it happen this year.
So. I know. So what this means to our general public is just imagine if you could buy and sell using gold, that you used it just like you use U.S. dollars. You had an ATM card, you had a debit card, you could pay for stuff electronically, you could write checks on it if you needed to. Your state would guarantee and secure the gold, but you wouldn't be stuck with Federal Reserve notes. And this would help with inflation, it would help with the debt crisis, it would help with so many different things. But it wasn't boring. The summit, it was exciting, and it was loaded, action-packed and loaded with great stuff.
It was, and we went deep into constitutional precedents, the reason what's going on, the geopolitical threats that exist out there, why it would be good for the states, some of the new innovations where Treasurer Oaks is even looking and saying, hey, I want to have 10% of my rainy day fund in gold because that's a natural hedge against any downturns in the markets, sharing those ideas. But at the end of the day, it was about This is another way to pay. It's a natural hedge against inflation, and it's fair weights and measures. And people understand that, and people are looking for it. And I'm getting constituents from states saying, all right, help me get in touch with my legislator because I want them to move this forward.
Well, who wouldn't want to come to one of your summits, Mike? I mean, you had a magician there, Jim Monroe. He did Winston Churchill's favorite magic trick, I guess. I'd never seen that before. You had ice cream, right?
Oh, we had plenty of ice cream. That was a big hit.
Great speakers. I mean, Nick Vujicic, Jaco Bunyans, Rod Martin. I mean, these are true thought leaders. I just saw... Mike Huckabee talked about how brilliant Rod Martin is with his Substack. You know, I mean, that comes out. And Jaco Bunyans, man, I learned so much from him every time he talks, including what the BRICS nations are planning to do.
Yeah, yeah, he was amazing. It was eye opening for everybody that was here. They walked away with in depth knowledge and a plan of how to make this happen in their states. But Rod, futurist, former PayPal founder, he's a great one to say, hey, this is kind of like PayPal. It's another way to pay, but we got this constitutional precedent that PayPal could not do, where in Article 1, Section 10, it says states can have their own legal tender as long as it's backed by gold and silver. And now with the technology that exists today, we can make that transactional and make this thing happen.
You know, we had one state working on this. It was Texas 2 years ago. Then we wrote the book Pirate Money and published that. And then a dozen, and then two dozen, and now maybe close to 30 states have read the book, and they said, we want to give really economic justice to our citizens. We want to make the state make transactional gold and silver available. But you made it entertaining, and you had even great entertainment from country music star Danny Griego.
Oh, yeah. What about that song that he sang, Freedom? That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
We got it here. All right.
Freedom, and my head's a rock, solid ground. Freedom, what was lost, now is found. Freedom, it's always worth the fight. Turning darkness into light.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, the great Danny Griego put on his cowboy hat, so I had to run upstairs and grab my cowboy hat. I wasn't going to let him be the only cowboy in the room.
But he's a Grammy Award-winning artist, and I think I was in the top 28, top 30 songs this last month. If he would have timed it, Beyonce or somebody's come out with a country song, they released at the same time, I think he would have been all the way at the top. But at the back of that song, there's a place where you chime in, and everybody's shouting, freedom!
Freedom! Yeah,
freedom! And that really captured what we talk about all the time here on Pirate Money Radio is liberty and freedom. And I think that's maybe the next Lee Greenwood song that patriot Americans can rally behind and really emphasize what we stand for. And we're so fortunate to have what we have here in the United States.
We are. And we've got a treasure map to how do we restore that freedom. And if you'd like a copy of our treasure map or you want more information, go to piratemoneyradio.com and you email your questions to afr@piratemoneyradio.com. Two Bible verses today, Leviticus 19, 35 and 36. You shall do no injustice in judgment in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, honest ephod, honest hin. And then Luke 16, 11, if you aren't faithful with how you handle your money, no one will trust you with true riches. We got to get the money part right. Pirate Money Radio is helping us do that. We're going to have a guest right after this break where we'll talk about transactional gold and silver legislation.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, we've been talking about transactional gold and silver. We've been talking about the summit we had at Liberty Hawk Ranch. We had the great Danny Griego and played some of his music. And, you know, it just makes me want to yell, freedom, whenever I hear it. You know, and there's freedom in our life, freedom in the choices we make and to raise our families. And there's also freedom in our money that matters. There are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, spend it, or invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. Now, Mike, we've got a great lineup. You've invited some of the participants of the summit in. Tell us about the first guest we have.
Yeah, well, speaking of freedom, we've got Representative Jennifer Gross from Ohio. Ohio is a new state on the list, so we can fill that one in on the map as one that's moving forward with this. She understands freedom. She's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force and was super excited to find somebody in Ohio that understood economic liberty, freedom, and wants to move this forward. I've talked to several legislators there in Ohio that didn't quite get it. And when we connected, as like Representative Gross, you've got to come to the summit. And we were so excited to have her here. I thought we'd get her on the show and just get some highlights of what stood out to her when she was at the event.
Well, she's an amazing lady. She's a nurse practitioner. She was a part of the Operation Warp Speed Task Force. But she saw the data and she adjusted her position on that. She's a brilliant lady. She's a state representative. So glad to have her. Welcome, Representative Gross.
Thank you, Kevin and Mike.
So you had a chance not only to experience my big hook for everybody was, you know, all the ice cream you can eat. And so we fell back to sugar highs if the content got too deep for folks. But you had a chance to experience the ranch, to be at the summit, to meet with other legislators that are moving this forward. Just share some of the things that stand out in your mind after being at the ranch for a day and a half working on this.
Well, first of all, it was such an honor to be invited, and thank you to both you guys. You are really, you know, great heroes in this fight for liberty and freedom. So thank you. You know, a lot, there were so many things, and I took a lot of notes and a lot of pictures, but there were a lot of things. And you, one of the things you did, Mike, was you reviewed these things with us. But most, you know, most importantly, my constituents are feeling that the dollar is the value of the dollar is disappearing. And I think, Kevin, you talked about the value of a dollar back in the 70s, you know, and now $1 buys what $10 can buy today. So our debt path is unsustainable. We can't manage. And the average person is paying, you know, twice for eggs what they were before, at least 4 years ago, and if not before. But the other thing is that the BRICS nations or other nations are targeting our currency. And that was a big deal with Brazil and Russia and China as part of the BRICS nations targeting our dollar. That's a big deal. And, you know, it's sort of like a war move, in my opinion, for that. But, you know, and that, you know, when you think about the dollar, we talk also, Mike, the third point that you had spoken about was the wealth gap. You know, our income, it's not equal anymore. And what the average person needs to live on, they're really struggling. And the middle class is shrinking. And so for me, those were the top three. But then we obviously had two more things that you gave us. And, you know, for those that are concerned about what we call central bank digital currency or CBDC, I certainly had sponsored a bill for that. But, you know, we can't control at the state level whether the federal government institutes a central bank digital currency. But with gold as a way to pay we can make gold open to the middle class and anyone for that matter, whether you're even struggling to get by, gold's accessible. And there were so many things besides the ice cream.
Well, I watched the Democrat convention, and there's this all this anti-wealth stuff. We've got to tax away wealth that people have accumulated. But the cause of the wealth gap is inflation and the fact that wealthy people can hedge themselves and the average person can't. And so we have to have a solution, not just a Band-Aid for the problem, not just, you know, punish you if you've gotten wealthy, but actually make the playing field more level so everybody has the opportunity with sound money. That's the point of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk on the show all the time. There is a state right to do this. States can have their own legal tender as long as it's backed by gold and silver. It's in the Constitution. We call it the Pirate Money Clause here in a Pirate Money Radio. All right, you got that down. and that's what makes this so powerful. There is a real solution that can help hardworking Ohioans have fair weights and measure, have an equal opportunity, not see massive money printing and monetary theory erode their wealth. And you're walked out from the summit. I know you were very enthusiastic, but I heard you say, I'm going back to Ohio to rally the right support with the other influencers, right, other legislators, even across the aisle to say, hey, we want to get this done in Ohio.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I would be remiss not to thank you guys and your fellow colleagues there and legislators in Texas leading the way. Of course, we know there was the fun competition, but if we can all join together on this same movement and join a compact, we can protect people's ability to buy and sell, even in economic downturn. And there's a lot of people that would like to see legislation where we can make gold and silver transactional at the state level. So I'm still as excited. I just wish I could, you know, be closer to see you guys and just pop in, you know. But the encouraging thing is that this can be done. This is not a dream or a pie in the sky. This is covered by constitutional liberty, like you were saying, Mike, and very feasible. And they can say it's not possible, but that's only if you don't follow the Constitution, which we know there's people like that are out there. But for those of us, you know, on this program and in this call, we believe the U.S. Constitution was put there by wise men who were brought here by God to the United States to create a great nation. So you guys are amazing. And yeah, we have the technology to make this happen. And Texas is leading the way with the gold depository. And I hope that we can see something, either we store our gold in Ohio and Texas, or we move with Brinks or whoever can make our gold accessible in Ohio.
Yes, there are real solutions. One can be in the Texas Bullion Depository, which is already built. We had someone from the Texas Bullion Depository here talk about the security.
And you went there, didn't you? Yeah, you held that $1 million bar of gold.
I did. I had the $1 million bar of gold in my hand, and it weighed 27 pounds. And I tried again when he's here to see if I could get that as a sales sample, but I still don't have it. Probably best for me. When you start to think, though, barriers to overcome or how we get people on board in Ohio, what do you see as some of the biggest barriers that you need to manage through as you put this forward in the 2025 legislative session in Ohio?
I think, you know, obviously those things came to light for me as I was learning in the conference, which I highly recommend every legislator, every constituent listening here. If your legislator is unaware of this legislation, write them, get them to look into it, read the book, Pirate Money. And I wasn't paid to say that, I can't be. But, you know, I think banks and them understanding this is a way, another revenue stream for them to begin and explaining that to them, and us understanding how to explain that to the banks, but then also lack of knowledge. I think that, you know, the sense of urgency needs to be really emphasized, that this does take time and we can't do it tomorrow, but we can do it a couple months from now. But we need to be looking into the future. What are the steps that we need to take? But we need to educate people to understand the sense of urgency. So making sure the banks understand this is not a threat to them, it could be another revenue stream, and that also our constituency and other legislators understand. Those would be the greatest things that I think I see.
And we had bankers here, and they agree with what you just said, Representative. And if you live in a state other than Ohio, contact us at AFR@piratemoneyradio.com. we can share with you some of the resources that we had at this summit. It really was an amazing thing that you pulled together, Mike, and the speakers. I mean, when you have Yaku Bouyans explaining in the meeting upcoming, the BRICS meeting, the intention is to announce that the U.S. dollar is no longer the currency for BRICS nations. They're going to completely replace it with a BRICS currency. I mean, we live in interesting times.
Yeah, he shared about gold suppliers and miners in South Africa and all the gold that's going to China and these other countries, of which they'd rather it go to the U.S. But right now, we're not doing that. Now, states can take advantage of that. And I will say this, too. I was excited to see Ohio come on board. Now, we're platform agnostic, but the transactional gold technology that exists that we're using today, it actually uses a bank in Ohio. So there's already an Ohio bank that's leveraging this technology and profiting from it. And I think that can be another example of, you know, how Ohio can lead the way.
And you met the founder and CEO of Glint Pay, which is just an alternative to look at. But it wasn't it fun listening to him with his British accent? Really smart guy.
Absolutely. And not only that, it's easy to get in. I mean, you can start in with as little as $50 or $100 and start spending gold immediately or almost immediately. Because you've got to order your debit card. But it's just amazing. And I'm really thankful to be part of this movement. And I believe that as the world is changing, and you talked about, Kevin, that the dollar has changed, you know, through so many years of us being a nation. But this is another way to pay, and it makes gold accessible to everyone. And I'm just, I cannot thank you guys enough. I'm thankful to be here with you. I'm thankful that you called me to be part of this, and I look forward to us moving forward.
Well, we're kind of wrapping up this segment now. I'm gonna give you a really tough one. You remember what the three T's are?
Trust.
Yeah.
Right. Trust.
Yep.
The handshake is trust. Yeah. Tender.
Taxes.
Taxes and what's the third one?
Taking. There's a reason why we want.
I should know all these.
This is the tough questions.
The pop quiz and I failed.
No. But there's a reason we want the states to get this done. While that platform technology is working today, there's a reason why states need to make this legal tender. This needs to be state-based, constitutional, gold and silver legal tender. And you're helping to make that happen. We thank you so much for your leadership. And look forward to working with you to meet more Ohioans and make this happen.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Happy to come out and help when you get in your session. When does your session start?
So the new year, the new session starts in January, like Texas and everybody else. We have lame duck in December. We'll go back in sometime in November.
Well, thank you, Representative Gross. We have another guest, someone coming up from Iowa. And we'll talk with Senator Kevin Allons right after the break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and we're talking with Mike Carter. Mike's got some guests from his recent transactional gold and silver pirate money summit held at Liberty Hawk.
Yes, it was an action-packed week, and we had great representation from Iowa, not only Senator Allons, but Representative Thompson and other thought leaders in Iowa that all came down to the ranch and said, hey, we want to get this across the finish line.
We just covered Ohio. We've got Iowa, and I know you've got Kansas in the batting lineup. This is Midwest America.
Yeah, we decided to go for the heartland today. So,
yeah, this is awesome.
And Senator Allons was a thought leader on this. He came in as a freshman senator. We had done three of these summits now. He's at the second one we did, and now the third. So he's one of our two-star experts now, but made it amazingly far the first year out, especially as a freshman out there. Got with the treasurer, got thought leaders together, planted some great seeds. But coming out of this summit, I can tell you, I'm getting bombarded with people from Iowa saying, "All right, we're going to get the grassroots. We're going to see these things happen.
And he's a local hero, too. I mean, Steve Dace and Daniel Horowitz both called me. Hey, do you know the state senator? He's like our super state senator. And yeah, we know him. Well, go ahead and do the introduction.
And again, another guy that understands freedom, former Air Force. He flew in down in his own plane down here, brought someone else with him. But Kevin, kind of walk us through. You've been through two of these summits now. This last one, what kind of stood out as you left that, and what's the direction that you're going in Iowa right now as it relates to transactional gold and silver?
Well, thanks for having me. It was great to be down in Texas again for the summit this year. So yeah, the stuff that stood out to me was, just like before, you really have a great set of speakers, but obviously you've got an amazing concept. I mean, I appreciate the thought and the design that's gone into this concept of a state-backed currency. But just talking with fellow representatives and senators across, and other thought leaders across the country, hearing their enthusiasm, sensing the momentum, and just that partnership that comes from getting the encouragement, the ideas, and the camaraderie, right? It's just this is an idea, it's time has come, and I'm just excited to see what forward.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And like I said, I think coming out of the summit, you were the first one that said, all right, can you come up here and maybe sometime in October, because we've got groups where we're trying to, in multiple cities, you wanted ready to do a tour, talking, educating constituents in Iowa in terms of what this is about, and helping to build grassroots, but also all the work you're doing to bring legislative efforts on both the House side and the Senator side. So on the Senate side, what do you see, I guess, next steps in Iowa right now for you? You're starting to get model legislation put forth for this year now?
Well, we put the bill was patterned after what had been introduced in Texas last year. So I introduced Senate File 2108 in the last legislative session. And I expect to introduce, maybe we'll tweak that and we can improve it a little bit, but generally that same bill that just defines this process. As far as steps forward, it's been exciting. I've had calls from people that have heard maybe the economic war room, or they've heard like the report about Daniel Horowitz or others when you did an interview with Kevin Freeman. So there's been interest. I really think that grassroots support is a big part of it. And the goal, the hope is in October to have several meetings across the state where citizens can come here, ask questions, and learn more about this whole process and the concept. And then also working, hopefully in September, trying to get together some legislators, some statewide leaders, the treasurer, and hopefully like maybe somebody from the governor's office and others to just talk through what it means, how it works, and that the fact that this is a solution that can and is already, it's already stood up, it can be done, it just hasn't been done as a state currency, and there's no reason that we can't lead in Iowa on this. But the key is obviously getting our state and other states to basically join this movement.
Yeah, Iowa's an important state. It's an agricultural leader. Ranked number one nationally. I'm looking at all these forms of agriculture. And there's an ESG war on farmers that's been taking place. And central bank digital currency, which is going to control the kind of food that we can produce and eat and so forth. I think pirate money is a way to bring freedom, economic freedom, that will allow Iowa to do what Iowa does best as a part of one of the most important farm states in the world, really.
Absolutely. We have a very, very outsized influence in feeding the whole globe. And like I tell people, we desperately need to see states run their own economies and their own systems again. And Iowa is a state. We lead in the political process and the caucus, and we lead from a food, and we lead it, frankly, and it's become quite obvious, in common sense. And I am absolutely 100% confident that Iowa, with the sovereignty and the control that we would have, with just having this as an option, backing your currency by gold, we can manage our own affairs very well. And this is a prerequisite, I think, to do that.
So people in Washington and New York ought not to be making the decisions for the people of Iowa in terms of, well, we're going to control your money and tell you exactly how you can spend it, whether you can have it, and all of those things. If one size fits all, the founders knew that. They had federalism for a purpose. States have, and Iowa is one of the great states of the United States, because you feed the world, really, not just Americans, but the world, and you have innovation, and you have energy, and you have so many amazing things. It's a great state. And I think if you can be a leader in money, that Iowa as a money center, that, I love the sound of that.
Isn't your dome made out of gold?
It is. It's got they just redid the Capitol, and it's nice and shiny. Yeah, it's a gold dome. It's beautiful.
Well, I think it's appropriate that Iowa leads with this. We're still thankful for the leadership that you've taken there and the progress and the momentum that we're seeing. I will tell you, Kevin was surprised. We were trying to reach out to David Horowitz, and Kevin, you got that call the other day, and then from an interview you did there, that led to a whole lot more grassroots support. What happened on that interview?
You know, the interview, I love talking to Daniel. I've been wanting to reach him. I reached out through, we're both Blaze television hosts, and I reached out through Blaze TV, and they gave me an email address, and I emailed it, and somehow it got spammed out or something. I couldn't get a hold of him. And finally, you know, he interviews me, and I said, I've been wanting to interview for a long time. He said, I wanted to connect with you too. It took a state senator, Kevin Alonz, to get us connected. And so I thank you for that. It was a great interview with Daniel. We'll have him on my Economic War Room show coming up. But you're making a real difference, not just in your state, but nationally. I love state legislators, state senators, because you are the leaders that can take back politics to the people and not just the elites of Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And we also, we had a chance to have Treasurer Oaks, and we kind of floated the idea of a compact of states. Actually, we're hearing that from multiple treasurers.
Yeah, Oaks
now
is in Utah. Treasurer Marla Oaks.
Yeah. And so I know that he knows your treasurer there, and hopefully we can continue to build those discussions. But you know, as it relates to Iowa itself, and you think of your constituents and Iowans out there, what are you hearing from them as you start to share this idea of transactional gold, another way to pay with gold and silver? What's been the response?
Well, obviously, we got to reach more people, and we'll just, like I said, really work on that grassroots support and that grassroots outreach. But when you talk to people and you just explain the fundamentals of what inflation is, how it works, what it means to go to a gold standard, and just helping people recognize that it isn't a state. The state doesn't own the gold. The state isn't some radical thing. It's really just providing another way to do financial transactions, but to keep some of those resources right into gold and silver. And people know, they recognize the value of that. But people get excited, I think, when they really, and it isn't hard. It's a simple concept, but it's a paradigm shift. And when people grasp that, I think they're really excited. And I had 14 co-sponsors on the bill last year in the Senate, including Democrats. So I think we could have gotten more. And so that's exciting when you can get people that at least will open their eyes and consider it as possible.
Yeah, it's a bipartisan opportunity for sure. And the fact that you're getting interest from both sides, that's powerful. I used to call on Hy-Vee grocery stores back in my consumer product days. And imagine being able to pay with transactional gold and silver, the Iowan, or whatever you guys are going to call it there, in gold and silver. And we always speak about spirit of hope and not fear here, but we've had whistleblowers on the show that talk about what happens with food prices as hyperinflation kicks in. And if that were to happen, as we start printing more and more of this money out there, wouldn't it be nice for Iowans to be able to go into Hy-Vee and say, hey, food prices are going up like crazy if you're paying in the dollars, but if I got the Iowan gold card, I don't really need to worry about that. I got my ready money here. I can go in and buy food, and it's basically costing me the same today as it would be tomorrow. Unless I'm paying for it in dollars, which are going down so aggressively that people are panicked and how do they buy the food. So I'd love to see a Hy-Vee gold card even as this progresses down there. That might be a good opportunity for. I think they have banks in there too, don't they? In Hy-Vee stores?
I don't know. I mean, they're obviously a full feature grocery chain that they do pharmacy and other things, but. I don't know if they have a, maybe a, I guess I'm not, I don't want to say that for sure.
Yeah,
maybe a bank, I'm not sure.
But I think they tested or had something in the store at one point. I don't know if they still do or not. But yeah, there's an opportunity for retailers to take advantage of this as well. And I think those will be exciting opportunities we'll continue to explore.
Yeah, no, I love Iowa for a lot of reasons. I've seen it listed in the CNBC's top business states, top states to do business in. But the whole notion that the founders put in place in the Constitution is that the people closest, the representatives closest to the people, best understood the needs of the people. And they said states can have their own money, but it has to be uniform. It has to be gold and silver. And we're just going back to the future with modern technology and giving, you know, you, Senator Alons, the opportunity to bring to the state of Iowa gold and silver as money. And not just you, we'll work with any state that's interested. And if you have questions about this, you can write us at AFR@piratemoneyradio.com. Questions for Senator Alons, we'll forward to him, or questions for us, or if you're in a state that doesn't have this, you know, we would love to help you get started. I think this is a provision from the Constitution that we ought to be enacting.
Yeah, so Kevin, we're looking forward to getting that road trip set up out there in Iowa, and supporting you guys with whatever tools that you need. We thank you so much for the efforts to lead the way there, and your enthusiasm has been contagious. And like I said, I see something happening in Iowa on the grassroots level, and that's unprecedented with even other states I'm working with out there. So keep up the good work and leading the charge with that.
A great partnership, and I look forward to seeing where it goes. I mean, Iowans get it. Iowans, like I said, are countless people. I mean, the land is a tangible asset, much like gold, and so it just makes sense. So thank you for what you do, and thanks for this opportunity to talk about gold and where we're headed this year in Iowa.
Yeah, we're doing the Middle of America tour. We just spoke with Senator Kevin Alons from Iowa. We've also spoken with representative from Ohio, and coming up next is a Senator from Kansas. We'll be right back after the break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, we're here with Mike Carter, and we're talking about a transactional gold and silver summit that we held at Liberty Hawk Ranch. It's our third annual summit. We had some amazing people in attendance, including our next guest, who is a state representative in Kansas, but he's a Senate candidate, so he won't be a representative in the incoming session. He will be senator, assuming he wins his election. He's in a pretty solid district, so I imagine he's going to. Mike, do you want to introduce incoming Senator Michael Murphy?
Yes, well, incoming Senator Michael Murphy and Representative Michael Murphy. He's one of our two stars. He's been to two out of our three summits now. He also just flew in and wanted to connect with other thought leaders, other legislators, and compare notes to say, how do we make this happen, not only in his state of Kansas, but connect these states across the country. Michael, just share a little bit about takeaways you got from the summit this last time.
Well, once again, it was a great summit. It was sort of in many ways it was a rehash of what we did last year. But that's always good, because we sometimes forget little important tidbits, you know, that help. And to just get that, to have other people, you know, like mine there, who are all working on it in more than one state, helps tremendously. Because I know when I brought this forward last year, one of the first questions was, who else is doing this? So Kansas, I think, is especially bad. They don't ever want to be first. They don't mind following along, but they don't ever want to be first. And we're trying to change that.
Well, Kansas is an important state. It's important for so many reasons, one of which is it feels like we're not in Kansas anymore, to allude to the Wizard of Oz. Kansas represents what America is supposed to be, real America. And it feels in so many ways. I watched the Democrat National Convention. I'm like, wait a minute. Where did America go? Unburdened by what has been. I don't want to unburden myself by what has been. There's a lot of good things that have been. Kansas represents many of those good things. So, I appreciate what you're doing to keep Kansas, Kansas.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and you're right. You know, Rush Limbaugh called it flyover country. And that's sort of, you know, when you look at both coasts, they just fly over it. They never see it. But this is truly the heart of America, and where the vast majority of the country I think, feels the way we do. It's just those population centers drag everything down. We've got, like you said, with the Wizard of Oz, I just feel like Kansas is perfect to use that analogy, if you will, of moving back to that gold and silver standard and getting rid of the fakeness behind the curtain.
Yeah, the Yellow Brick Road of gold and with silver slippers is the book ad, not the movie. And then the wizard behind the curtain, you know, the central bankers and all that. There's no authority. There's no power there. It's show and blowharding. And, you know, it's really
is. What's happening now, though, is that curtain is no longer down. I think people are seeing past it. They see what's going on with the policies that exist now. They see their dollar declining like crazy, and they see the need for a transactional, state-based transactional gold and silver.
And a true leader in entering legislation in Topeka is our good friend, Representative Mike Murphy, soon to be senator.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what, since I've been home, I've already been requested to come to it's a city about an hour and a half from here and give a talk on monetary policy with they know what I'm involved in here with this. And so these are the sorts of things that will help build the grassroots to move forward. I've also been in talk with a board of director, a member of the board of a bank that actually is fairly large in both Kansas and Oklahoma. And we're working on trying to get them on board before we get to the, before we get to next session, because that was a big obstacle. The bankers were against it, but they didn't know why. And when I say the bankers, I mean the banker lobby. They were against it, but they didn't know why they were against it. And we're going to educate them and bring them along.
You had a retired lieutenant general that served in your legislature, too. And I remember I testified online. Mike was there in person, but I testified online, and he just got up. And I said, our debt path's unsustainable. He just got up and argued with me. What happened to that guy?
I think he saw the writing on the wall. He actually stepped down and said, I'm not going to run. But there was going to be a pretty solid push to replace him. So he's no longer going to be in the House.
Yeah, that was amazing. These economists, they don't know what's happening. I mean, debt's not a problem. I mean, that might be the first person I've heard say debt's not a problem, and especially when we got Jerome Powell saying it's a problem.
Yeah, the head of the Federal Reserve says it's a problem, and here this retired lieutenant general says, no, it's not a problem.
Well, you know, I think he spent his entire career, you know, this is what I need, and it was given to him, you know, because the government produces nothing. And so all it takes is our production. And so we need to kind of wake some people up and change that.
Yeah, you know, Representative Murphy, I'm happy that you're being proactive in addressing this bank thing. Because I do remember as we went after the session, we talked to the Bankers Association. There's a credit union association there. And I said, you know, I think we're more aligned than you realize. And so I started talking about how this thing works with them. Like, oh, we didn't know that. Yeah, we could agree on this. Oh, yeah, we could agree on that. And at the end of the day, and this is the way lobbyists work, folks, they represent their interest. And sometimes those interests are preconceived or perceptions, and they don't take time to understand. They're just like, we don't understand this. Just get up there and say something and kill the bill. That's basically what happened. Go ahead.
I was just going to say a lot of, you know, some of the other work I've done, like in the ESG legislation, all of that came from beyond Kansas. You know, these lobbyists were serving national and worldwide interests, not the interests of Kansas. And so I think as people wake up, as the grassroots wakes up and realizes this, we need to put them back in their lane. That, you know, they have a purpose. There's no doubt lobbyists have a purpose, and they can help us in a lot of ways. But when they decide to start running the show rather than being an assistance, that's where we can sort of get crossways.
Well, you know, you get a bank that gives you the option of transacting in gold or in Federal Reserve notes. I want the option. I think a bank that offers both is a better bank. And I know they're innovators. We had a banker represented here at the summit. They're innovators. And if they will adopt this and not, you know, just fight it, the people will appreciate it. And I think they'll get more and better accounts, and they'll be stronger and better banks.
Absolutely. And Mike, what you've done, you're a hardworking, You're more than a politician because you're a successful businessman, pilot, but you're out there actually knocking on doors, campaigning the old-fashioned way, talking house to house, getting this message out there. In fact, you were recently on Glenn Beck's show, national radio out there on the Glenn Beck show, because as you were focusing on what your constituents want, you came out against ESG, you came out against some of these things. You're working transactional gold and silver. Yet your opponent, as you're running the Senate primary, was not so much in that camp and had support from what, Chamber of Commerce and other big groups out there. But you stood strong representing the people, and you won that primary. So to tell us a little bit more about that whole transaction and how you even got on Glenn's show.
Well, I've been on Glenn's show, I think, about four times now. The first time was in relation to ESG. And in reality, I've never asked before to be on. It just sort of worked out. I got contacted and wanted to know if I would be on there, you know, to talk. Primarily, it's been about ESG. This particular time, I knew that we were having some issues. My mailers, there's something happened in the post office. I can't cast blame because I don't know what happened. But I had two mailers that did not go out, did not reach the voters. And so that was an issue that so I contacted the show and said, I need some help. And actually, they accommodated me graciously. And that was wonderful. And I was able to kind of get out there and kind of get, you know, and talk about what was going on. And you're right. You know, these big business entities were really backing my opponent. He said, well, I'm not going to be owned by them. Well, no, you're not going to be owned by them because you're a part of them. You know, it was a big conglomeration, basically, that ran against us. I've been told since then that this is possibly the biggest upset in Kansas politics. I didn't really feel that way to me because I felt like we had a good message and that we would, you know, that we would prevail. But I guess there's never been this much effort put to keep somebody out that failed. So I guess I'm, like you said, I went door to door. I mean, 12 hours a day, I was out knocking doors, as well as I had a team that was helping me. And the grassroots does it, because when the grassroots motivates, then people listen.
Yeah, and that's so important, and getting the grassroots there, and your ability to even talk transactional gold in that interview. I heard you talking with Glenn about it, and your communication points were spot on. Just great job talking ESG, but then also talking about what you're doing with this. And I believe that's the kind of leadership that's going to get it across the finish line in Kansas. We're so appreciative of the work you're doing there, and the help you're giving us as we look at the tools to help other legislators.
Who trained me for all this?
You know, American Family Radio.
I think I'm talking to them. You guys are awesome.
American Family Radio is a big in Kansas. We've got stations, yes, a lot of coverage here. And so if you're in Kansas and you want to support transactional gold and silver, contact us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. We'll connect you with incoming Senator Michael Murphy, and we'll actually see where we can help you, because we're committed to real America, especially Kansas. I grew up in northeastern Oklahoma, which is, you know, right near the Kansas border. So we love what you're doing there. Thank you so much, Representative Murphy, soon to be Senator Murphy.
Well, you guys are awesome, and what you're doing there, not just in this, but in all the things you guys do, the God-centeredness and the prayerful consideration is much appreciated.
All right. Well, you can listen to us. Thank you. We will be on AFR.net, pirateradio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Kevin Freeman and Pirate Money Radio. Till next week.